Article title: What's an efficient way to overcome procrastination? Content: This trick is a great stepping stone for anyone looking to end procrastination. Don't say I should. If the word should were a character, it would be an ugly small goblin. What it expresses in reality is something along the lines of, I'm not in the mood to do it, neither do I want it, and I don't really have to do it. I'm just supposed to be doing it. Should is a mental loophole for inaction. I should be doing it, but I'll worry about it while laying on my bed. We satiate our guilt by creating a feeling of deserved dissatisfaction. Becoming aware of this made me realize how funny it actually is. I banished the word should from my vocabulary and replaced it with something powerful. Want. Instead of saying, I should be doing my homework, I should be working on this, I should exercise, say, I want to do my homework. I want to finish my work around the house. I want to exercise. I want to work on it's a different plane. I feel my body takes over when I say I want, almost like a force pulling me to do it. I remembered one of the self-improvement books I've read from life and motivation coach Tony Robbins. To change your life, change the words you use. Tony Robbins, life coach. The words you attach to your experience become your experience. The words we use actually shape our behavior, just like our behavior shapes the words we use. It goes both ways. Our minds are conditioned to pursue what we put after the words I want. It started in our childhood and will exist as long as we do. Want creates desire. What I love about this technique is even if it's an undesirable task, you can make it desirable by placing the words I want in front of it. It's like packaging a present in beautiful gift wrap to make it seem better, and your body gladly accepts it because it's been conditioned to do so. Try it out today and feel the change yourself. Wishing you the best.